T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
No, just me today. Welcome into hour two of Sports Talk here on WWL. Check it out online at WWL.com. LHSAA investigating 10 member schools for alleged lockdown cheating. But are their claims legit? Read it for yourself. And if you got time, call me. Let's chat. If anybody on social media, on Twitter, because there's been a couple, one or two, that have tried to rush to the aid of the LHSAA, you are doing so foolishly. You either work for the LHSAA, a part of the executive committee, or the executive director himself. Because if you follow what they do, their history is not good at all. They're there to promote interscholastic activities, sporting activities in the state of Louisiana. They've fined schools in the neighborhood of $2,500. I need to follow up with Hanville to see if they got their arbitration money back and if they got their fine money back. And oh, by the way, this is an organization that has been known to short football programs their promise for a state championship runner-up or a state championship victory. You get a certain amount if you are runner-up and a certain amount if you are the state champions. They shorted schools in the past, both champions and runners-up. And they sit upon the perch of this morality of, we are going to hold everybody accountable. They can't hold themselves accountable. They won't hold themselves accountable. Nobody can. And that is scary on a number of levels. But just to recap, the Louisiana High School Athletic Association is investigating 10 high school football programs for allegedly violating the organization's edict of no high school athletic events on campus during the COVID-19 pandemic until June 8th. The LHSAA notified all 4 schools last Friday of the investigation will begin soon, and the names of the schools: Holy Cross, John Curtis Christian School, St. Aug, and Edna Carr. Although Edna Carr's coach, Bryce Brown, denies that. And here's the thing that what I find interesting is John Curtis Christian School is a prominent, highly successful football program. And I think that when you're on top, a lot of folks want to see you fall. And a lot of people have tried to bring down JT Curtis, tried in the past, and have never really been able to produce any real evidence. There's the thought that he did stuff, but they can never prove it. They can never prove John Curtis Christian School is doing shady stuff. There's rumors all over, but I've yet to see hardline proof. Nonetheless, it's online for you, so I'm not going to try to hide these schools anymore or protect these schools. Holy Cross is one of them, as I mentioned. I was told by someone in that school that they did not cheat. They stayed within the guidelines of the LHSAA. And there's a video in this. There's not a video. There's a picture of a video sent by the LHSAA to Holy Cross of players on the field going through some football activities. And one is massive. One I can see right away is a massive individual. And if that guy is playing offensive line for Holy Cross, they're going to win the state championship this year. I'm saying that kind of tongue-in-cheek because that's a pro football player. It's a very clear, discernible difference. But like I told you before, the LHSA won't care. They're tone deaf, completely unsympathetic, have no empathy. They're going to – the school has tried to explain the guys in that screenshot, and the LHSA is not going to care. And they're going to say – and rightfully so, the school should say, well, hey, why don't you confirm their identities? Because not only did they confirm their identities for them, they sent them their profiles on Tulane's football website, the Saints website, and the Green Bay Packers website. But the LHSA is going to say, it's not our job to do that. Watch. Watch and see. That's how this goes. And, again, the LHSAA doesn't have to answer to anyone. They've been around since the 1920s and have been scandalous for at least most of my knowledge of high school football going back to the early 2000s when I first got back out of the Marine Corps in Louisiana. I mean, their former executive director was buying cigars and wine and everything else with LHSAA funding. When you're, I'm not going to accuse anybody of doing anything illegal, but it's fair to say that when you know nobody's watching, aren't you tempted to misbehave a little bit more? You're tempted. Now, that's up to personal restraint and also discipline. But just the idea that nobody watches them, they'd be tempted just slightly, maybe majorly. It's not good. It's not good for Louisiana. And somehow we have to change it. Have to. For the greater good of high school and student athletes. It's getting to the point to where, watch, some of these big time, like the Power Five in college football, these big time high school football programs need to break off and go their own way. Get a new legend. They've been talking about it, but it needs to happen. It needs to happen like yesterday. That's the only way. Because a lot of those Catholic schools, a lot of those private schools provide big dollars to the LHSAA. Without that money, I don't know if the LHSA could survive. But there's also incentives because they don't – here's what I surmise, I think. I can't prove this, but only because they don't have to open up their books. But if they don't have to open up their books, that leads me to believe that when they fine a school, there's an incentive to do so because that money, where does it go? We don't know. We think it goes to the LHSAA. So therefore, that creates an incentive for them to find these schools. And in particular, if there's 10 schools getting fined at $2,500 a pop here, look at the amount of money that turns into. This is all disgusting. It really is. This is Sports Talk on WWL. I'm going to get to a couple of the NFL rule changes in a few moments. By the way, they tabled the 4th and 15 proposal. The onside kick is still part of the game. Some of the rules that they adopted today are really not all that significant, but we'll get to them. But I want to get to a couple of these texts here at 870-870. First off, got one. Really? All you got today is trolling against high school sports regulators? Insignificant. Oh, I beg your pardon. I would argue that this is more significant than the NFL. College, the NFL rule changes, you either don't have kids that play sports in Louisiana or you work for the LHSA. That's my conclusion. It's a diversionary tactic, which they employ, by the way. They do. I know that from experience. Another one here from a golf coach says, and I'm not even going to read your anywhere close to your area code or number because who knows what the LHSA might do with that information. Let's see. I coach golf at a prominent all-girls school in New Orleans. The LHSA discriminates heavily against girls golf to the point that they send a representative out that knows nothing about golf, hates golf, and leaves early, leaving all the coaches to run regional championships. Very corrupt and negative. Tried pushing back and was turned down numerous times. Yeah, can't push. How dare you push back on the LHSAA? How can you do that? Another text here at 870-870. How dare you? Yeah, again. Problem with the LHSAA is that it's an administrator's organization. Half of those idiots don't know anything about athletics. Well, that's partly true, but it's really governed, though, by the executive committee and the executive director. There's nobody that is above the executive director. None. The public can't say, hey, can we ask the executive director a couple of questions? Nope. There's no demand that he speaks to the media regularly. Doesn't have to do that. The LHSA doesn't have to show you where the money is going. Complete autonomy. All you do is hurt kids by snitching to the LHSAA. Add on the text line at 870-870. Well, look, I do think – I'm not for a lawless athletic association. In other words, I'm fine with keeping things with integrity and making an accountability, which is so ironic because the LHSA doesn't have accountability but wants to hold people accountable. It's weird to me. But I don't want it to be completely the Wild Wild West either. But I think as I look at it, their biggest issue is their reporting system and their investigation process. It's not hard to train people. You can train an investigator in a matter of 6 weeks to conduct the kind of investigations that these schools or these investigators are going to have to do. You can learn that in 6 weeks. What's more important that we hasn't come up yet is how about an independent investigator? Somebody that has no ties to the LHSAA, retired police officers, former inspector generals in the military. Those guys and gals are trained on how to do that. That's the biggest question that we have to raise, is not only the investigators are improperly trained, but they are also employees of the LHSAA. They should be independent of the LHSAA conducting investigations and hired by, and that's a part of the school's fees to pay for those investigations, should they arise. But the LHSAA shouldn't make the school pay it directly. That's a part of just build that into the fees, the membership fees. But it's the way that they're conducting investigations, how they're being told of a violation, how they're conducting the investigation, how they're rendering what they find in investigations, and then the doling out of the punishment. There's not a lot. I mean, there's no guidance. It's not like in your criminal justice system, you commit this crime. The judge is given at sentencing a guideline as to about what you should serve. It's at the executive committee or the executive director's discretion. And like I told you before, they hold grudges. So if they don't like you, they might give somebody else 2 games. You're getting 6. They might get somebody else 4 games, you're getting the season. There's not a lot of integrity going on. Let's see. Oh, look, a text here at 870, recruiting is rampant in Louisiana high schools. I know that. It goes on. To be honest with you, they could save themselves a bunch of time and just say, hey, I mean, other schools do it. I think Texas certainly, I think Florida does. Hey, if you have the means to get your son or your daughter to that school that's maybe an hour away and get outside of the school district to go play because you feel like it's a better opportunity for them scholastically and athletically, that's your decision. That's a capitalist approach. I'd be okay with that. I really would. Let's see. 10 separately, hope that clown Bonine would not be on a witch hunt with this. Steeler Kane. Well, I think he's sometimes misled by these half-cocked charges that are submitted by schools that have a motivation to cause pain for a school within their district or within their rival, somebody they see as a problem, an obstacle to work through in the football season. That's what they're doing. They're incentivizing schools to rat on each other for frivolous ways most of the time. Even if one of these schools like Curtis or Holy Cross even if nothing comes of it, right? The investigation takes a month. Now, the focus, though, of that football program at the top, whether it's the coach or the athletic director, has been shifted away from preparing kids to play football this fall just slightly, even if it's a 10% of his time has been taken away and had to focus on this case. That's an advantage for the school that turned him in. That's an advantage. And you can't convince me it's not. Let's see. I know for a fact St. James, now I'm not going to get into that because that at this point becomes rumors, and I'm not going there now. Yeah, again, going back to recruiting, I know that. It's time for the state to take over the LHSAA. It's been time. It's been time. It should have been done 10, 15 years ago. But I maybe you're just joining us and you haven't heard this yet, but you would have to rewrite the Constitution of the state of Louisiana in order for that to happen. Think about that. You talk about dug in. Man, the LHSAA is dug in. They've got, I mean, they're so deep. You have to rewrite the Constitution of the state to change their power and their what they're able to do. And, oh, by the way, if you are a leader, if you are the top dog of an organization that goes unchecked, you can't help but become intoxicated with power. It's inherent. It's going to happen because nobody's there to say, hey, nah. You got to pipe down a little bit. Slow your roll a little bit. Nobody's there to tell Eddie Bonine, slow your roll. Watch out. Doesn't happen. All his little assistant executive directors are just there going along with him. Hey, yeah, sure. I'm not going to say anything. I like my job too much. And I want to go back. I said something earlier in response to a text about, you know, it's not important. This stuff is not as important. Oh, my gosh. It is highly important. We're talking about young men and women and the impact that this organization has had and will have on future 16, 17, 18-year-old kids. We're okay with that? We're okay? We're okay with 16, 17-year-old kids getting harmed by grown adults' decisions that were rendered based off a weak investigation at best? I've seen these investigations. I've read the findings reports. My 13-year-old son could conduct an investigation at that level, at the level of which they do. I'm just being honest with you. Time to step away. We'll come back. I promise I'm going to get into some of the rule changes, but I'm still a little hot. So are you guys on the text line over this 10 schools being investigated by the LHSAA. Are the charges legit? We'll find out. We'll find out very soon. This is Sports Talk on WWL. Back here on Sports Talk, we got an unprompted call from, we got him on the line right now, Steve Jones, boys athletic director at Hammond High School. He's also the head football coach at Hammond, and he texted, and I said, hey, let's talk, because he said you should do a show. This is the text. You should do a show involving high school coaches talking about the LHSAA. And I responded back to him. I said a lot of coaches are too scared, because we've talked about that too, the unrelenting power that they wield that could impact them. But Steve texted back and said, I'm not scared. I'm a 5A football coach. Steve, welcome to the show. Thank you.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, so can you share any instances where you've had to deal with the LHSAA that they've been they've tried to bully or anything like that?
My first 2 years, I coached 30 years in Mississippi, moved over here. I worked at A Meat for 2 years with Coach Powell, who was a former assistant for me in Mississippi. If you remember when we got kicked out of the playoffs at A Meat 1 year in the quarterfinals, or it might have been the semifinals, and I just felt like the whole thing, it was there, everything was made, their mind was already made up before we could even present information to, you know, be able to have our kids be able to play. I mean, we had a great football team, and we had a bunch of kids that basically lost the opportunity to win the state championship by just basically being put out of it. Did we break some rules? Yeah, we had a few kids run on the field, but it wasn't every kid on our team. We found video evidence of several other games during the year where kids had run on the field at other games when they had a fight. And so, in most of those instances, one or two kids got ejected for a week. In our case, basically they just decided the whole team ran on the field.
That's the biggest gripe that you have, too. One of the big gripes that people have with the LHSA is, A, it's the interpretation of their own rules and the application of their own rules. And they pick and choose at times who gets what punishment and how severe it is, where there isn't something, there isn't a precedent where, all right, hey, last year this school had this same violation. We doled out a six-week punishment. That's the precedent for here. Or if it meets a little bit of a higher threshold, if the violation is a little bit more egregious, then they go, all right, the precedent was this, but you went over what they did, so I'm going to tack on another 2 weeks or whatever.
Right. Well, my biggest issue is that the coaches here in the state, as far as the LHSA as an organization, we don't really have any a part of it other than we just basically work for the school district. That, because our principal is an administrative organization. And in Mississippi, it's not that way. And in a lot of most other states, it's not that way. The coaches, I was on not the executive committee for the state, but I was on the executive committee for our District 8 on the Mississippi Gulf Coast when I was over there for my last 5 years.
So they
how, so how we they... got we got to submit rule changes. It was all done at the district level. Then it was submitted to the executive council at the state. They either voted it up or down. If they voted up, it went back out to the other seven districts, and so they could have a chance to vote on it. And then it would go back to the state. So it was about a two-year process to change rules. But we got a lot of rules changed, and most of it was done by coaches because we're the ones dealing with the kids and we're the ones dealing with the game. Most of our administrators, they weren't about test scores.
And in Louisiana, you got to do it through the administrators.
Right, right. You have to get your principal
on board
to submit a change, and it has to be done like 6 months ahead of time prior to the meeting. It might be not quite that far, but you have to make the submission for any kind of rule changes to go through your administrator. And they may not want to do it because they may be not knowledgeable about it, and some of them don't want to just have to get up and present something that they didn't write.
Do you trust the LHSA to conduct investigations properly and fairly?
Well, I know a couple of those guys. I worked for a couple of them when I was here years ago, and I trust that guy. I know he would do a great job, and he would be fair. I don't know all of them. I don't know when it gets to back to the LHSA. I don't know how all that works. But I know the guys that I know, they would be fair in what they find. Because we've been involved with a few little incidents with eligibility, and I felt like they made the right decision on all of them.
On ruling, that's a ruling of eligibility, though. I mean, typically, those things are not as hotly contested as these kind of things. Where for me, it goes back to how they investigate and what they find and their steps.
I'm not really familiar with a lot about how they do all that. And the reason why is because as a coach, we're not privy to a lot of that information.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Coach, I appreciate you calling in.
Hey, no problem. Appreciate what y'all do every day.
Oh, you bet. Steve Jones, boys athletic director at Hammond High School, also the head football coach at Hammond High School. A text here. I'm not even going to read it, 2996. I said it earlier. To try to convince me of anything about the LHSA being positive in a lot of ways, or throughout this investigation, you're trying to convince me that my take on this or my information is inaccurate. You work for the LHSA. You just do. That's how I classify it. a text here says their mind is made up before they meet. Yeah, it certainly is. Any legislator can write a bill to amend the LA Constitution. Let's contact them and get an on-air response. Yeah, I mean, right now, the legislators are dealing with COVID-19 stuff, so they've got bigger things on their mind right now, deservedly so. And they got to balance a budget as well by June. So they're going to have a special session. At least that's what the experts say. All right, why don't I step away? We're going to get into some rule changes from the NFL next here on Sports Talk on WWL. Back here on Sports Talk. All right, so the NFL owners' meetings went virtual today. They adopted a handful, three new rules. They tabled the 4th and 15 from your own 25-yard line in lieu of an onside kick. And to be honest with you, these rules are not all that sexy. It was submitted by the Eagles to amend Rule 15, Section 2, to make permanent the expansion of automatic replay reviews to include scoring plays and turnovers negated by a foul and any successful, unsuccessful try attempt. That makes sense. You can automatically review them if it was negated by a foul. I think that kind of improves the game, if you will. The competition committee expanded the defenseless player protection to a kickoff or punt returner who is in possession of the ball who has not had time to avoid or ward off impending contact of an opponent. It's a little more protection for that guy, especially that punt returner, that might be looking up at the ball, trying to field it, more protection for him. So I'm all for that as well. Plus, it gives guys like Devontae Harris a little bit more space to operate. And all he needs, that's the last thing you want to give that dude, is more space. This one also submitted by the competition committee, preventing teams from manipulating the game clock by committing multiple dead ball fouls while the clock is running. Let me read that again. It prevents teams from manipulating the game clock by committing multiple dead ball fouls while the clock is running. That's the rule change. Now the other thing with MLB, man, this is not good at all. And I think Paul Maneri, and LSU was onto something last week when he said that the MLB should basically embrace the college players to almost be their de facto farm system. It looks like it could be headed that way. This is according to Jeff Passan, the ESPN Major League Baseball insider. He said, across baseball, hundreds of minor league players were cut today and lost their jobs. Hundreds more will be released over the next week. In the end, upward of 1,000 players could see their baseball careers end. The minor leagues have simply been devastated. I think that a lot of these minor league, these A-ball programs, 2A, AA programs, they might go bye-bye. You might not see that anymore. Because MLB is haggling with their players right now about resuming the baseball season, about money. And they're not bringing in money, so they've got to start to cut some of these players, these minor league players that they're paying. And eventually, these minor league programs that are their farm systems. But that could be good for college baseball, because they could find a way to maybe become the de facto farm system for Major League Baseball. The expense wouldn't be on the owners of those farm systems, of those Major League Baseball teams. By the way, if Major League Baseball doesn't resume their season, I'm done, completely done with Major League Baseball. Will not watch another pitch, another inning, another out. They're on the brink of just dying. If they can't get it together and get through this, I mean, you had the World Series work stoppage, then you had the steroid revival with Sosa, McGuire, then you had the steroid era where people were condemning players for taking steroids all the while. The MLB knew about it. Now this, and the insane amounts of money that these players make. Normally I would be for the players, but when I don't feel a lot of sympathy for these baseball players that are making incredible amounts of money. Incredible amounts of money. And what we've gone through as a country, as many Americans that are out of work, they can't decide, all right, hey, for this cause, we'll take a little bit less. Because they're worried about the owners trying to keep it a mainstay. And they can't, because the MLB Players Association has a collectively bargained contract, or collectively bargained agreement, I should say. And they got one of the they have the most powerful union in all of sports. Now, if the owners try to pull a fast one on them next year, then I could see where they go. Nope, not doing that, and I'll sit out the entire year. I think a lot of fans would go, okay, fine. But amidst the pandemic, it's not a good look. We got another break, Mark? All right, we don't. Text here at 870-870. Phone lines are open as well at 504-260-1870. You can also text me at 870-870. Getting back to some LHSAA stuff. Christian, you are so correct about the LHSAA. They are only about the money. It's the most crooked organization on earth. If coaches wouldn't fear getting retaliation, you would get the real truth. High school parents and coaches despise these idiots. Thank you for being the voice for them. Well, and that's what it's about, man. I'm not trying to spin anything. I'm not trying to, you know, I don't have a vendetta against the LHSAA. In fact, if they have the investigation out of these 10 schools and they find 6 out of the 10 in violation and they have the evidence to prove it in the findings reports, I would applaud them. I would applaud them. But so often they lack the evidence needed to really conclude that a school was in violation. Out of the 10, if they have 6 really good investigations in the findings reports, then I would applaud them. And if they excuse or exonerate 4 schools that the evidence shows that they were clearly not in violation, I would applaud them as well. But I don't expect to see that. Because what have we talked about? They already know the outcome before they even sit down with you. They don't care what you have to say. They've already rushed to their decision. And that'll be that. And there's nothing. Then it'll turn into litigation, temporary restraining orders, and arbitrators. That's where it's going to go. I don't have any confidence that the LHSAA is going to find anybody or exonerate anybody. I'm not saying all 10 are innocent, all 10 schools, but I would venture a guess 2 to 3, perhaps 4 out of the 10 are playing by the rules. All right, 2 down, 2 to go. Sports Talk continues here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.